Thank you for calling our staff fiber. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, yes. My name is Jeremy Bauman.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Bauman. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you feeling?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. And how may I help you?
I have been waiting for you guys to get set up for us to get your service for some time. Is it available now? I got a mailing that there was a free install available until yesterday, it looks like.
Oh, okay, let me so you already order service with us? You're just waiting for a...
No, well, I think so. I mean, we've signed up for notifications and all that for months, but I don't know that we were able to order your service before. So, you know, we've just been waiting for notification that it would be available. And
okay.
So I don't know if we technically ordered it or not. We've been signed up waiting.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. Can you spell your last name for me?
Bauman. B like boy. A-U-M-A-N-N. Like man with two N's at the end.
Bauman. Okay, let me just...
Lens end or no?
Okay, so I don't see service set up for you yet. If you can provide me your address, I can check and make sure to see if your address is already in service.
Sure, 23 Minder. So that's M like Mary, Y N like Nancy, D E R S E Street in Socrates, New York.
Okay, that's 12477, correct?
12477, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me take a look. M-D-E-R-S-E. Menderes, correct?
Minders, yeah.
Minders, perfect. Let me take a look. All right, so it looks like this address is going to be in service as of October 21st.
Oh, God.
Because we have an in-service date, you can pre-order the service, but we won't be able to schedule anything until closer to that date. We can either do it over the phone or you can do it on our website at rstafffiber.com.
Since we're here, can we just do it now?
Sure,
yes.
No, it shouldn't take more than 10 minutes.
I have to be on a call in 8 minutes.
Okay, so I try to do this as soon as possible. All right, so this is for your house?
Yeah, and we got a card in the mail that said pre-install was available if we ordered by 8:15. But we just got in the country last night, so we've been out of the country. So maybe can you still do pre-install? Or?
Yes, you should still be okay for the. Yes, you're still okay for the free installment, and all the equipment is included in the package as well.
Great. Right. That'll be good.
This is you okay to continue?
I'm sorry. What's that?
You said wait to me or?
No, I was saying something to my wife. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, no worries. Okay, so this mission. Okay, so let's do this. And do you know what package would you like? The 1 gig or the 2 gigs?
Oh, what's the price difference?
So the 1 gig is $79.99, but if you signed up for auto pay and paperless billing with your ACH account, they give you a $10 discount. It goes down to $69.99. The 2 gig is $99.99, but they also give you the same promotion with your ACH enrollment.
Okay, I think 1 meg should be fine. It's the same up as down speed, correct?
Yes, the same up and down speed, 1,000 megabits.
Okay, I'm not sure what we have now with Time Warner or Spectrum, but I think that's faster, so I think we should be fine with the lower price. Let's try that.
Perfect. Okay. And do you know if you're going to need any extenders for the house?
That I don't know. We have a mesh system, so that should cover everything.
Okay. Okay, so no extender. You can always add them if you need them. It is only okay. $7.99 per extender if you do need them and you decide to add them in the future.
Is that per month or just for one-time install?
$7.99 per month per extender.
Okay. Now, the way it hooks up, is it kind of like regular cable modem in that there's one point and then we have Wi-Fi from there and the extenders start to extend the Wi-Fi around the house?
Correct.
Or is it different? Okay, all right, then we should be fine with what we have now.
Okay,
Google
perfect.
Home Mesh.
Okay. And we also provide phone services. Are you interested in having also phone services?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, just making sure the address where the service is 23 Mindres Street, Socrates, New York, 12477. And you do own this property?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Do you know if your current utility comes in, is fitted to your house through the air or on the ground? Or if you don't know, it's okay.
No, I know. It's through the ground. There is a... like a conduit that we ran the wire ourselves with the cable company when we bought the house.
Okay, perfect. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No, same.
Okay, perfect. Okay, first name is Jeremy. Last name is Bauman, Bauman. And what is your email address?
My first name is Jeremy, and then Java, J-A-V-A, like coffee, Jeremy, Java, at Gmail.
J-A-V-A, Gmail.
Yeah, Jerry, so Jeremy, Java, at Gmail.
Perfect, thank you. And can you provide me your phone number, please?
Yes, 917-667-3970.
3970. Okay, and what is the best way of how would you like us to contact you through phone, email, or text?
Phone is fine. Actually, if you can hit multiple, I'm fine with any or all.
With all, okay. Okay, so if you, I picked phone and text message.
Messages. Yes,
that's fine. All right, so our RStat Fiber, we can notify customers with, via text messages with important information like install appointments, update about the order status, and billing updates. By opting into receiving text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisement or to your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls instead. And messages and day rates may apply. Are you okay with this information?
Okay, sounds good, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm just trying to run through this because I know you have that appointment in about 3 minutes.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry, hang on 1 second. Danny, what was that? That would be great. I can try making one with the whipped cream. I'm going to try that now. Okay, so was there more?
Yes, really quick, we have to, as part of our order process, we would need to run a self-credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This would not affect your credit score. We would just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require a $50 deposit. Would you like to do the credit check or do the $50 deposit?
I'm not sure how it's not going to affect our credit score. Our credit score is perfect, so we don't want to mess with it. So, but how is it you're saying that it won't affect my credit score?
No, it is a soft credit check. It's just to see your payment history. It's not going to affect the
okay,
score.
Okay, that's fine, but I do have to go. I have to be on a call in 1 minute. So can you tell me how we could wrap that up and get that going very quickly?
So I have to do run the credit check. I do need a few more pieces of information, like another couple of minutes.
Is it possible you can call me back at 11 so I don't have to, or do I have to call you back?
So when I get out of this window, I'm not going to have your information up again, so we will have to restart when you call us back.
Just tell me what is it you need to know. What other information do you need? Because our credit score is like 850, so.
Okay, so I'm just going to put in your address and this form, and then I'm going to need your Social Security number.
Okay, so you ready for the social now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 092-545-5523. And anything
okay.
else? I'm going to text the person. I'm going to be on the call in 1 minute.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry. I'm doing this.
One minute.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to grind some coffee beans here. I'll be making noise for a second here.
Yeah, that's okay.
And will be anything else? We know that's going to come back fine. Is there anything else?
Yes, I'm so. Yes, I do have a few steps. I'm so sorry. Do you have anybody else that can take for you on the call? In this call?
Actually, yes. Let me see. My wife was just going out to get coffee, but let me. Can you finish up this call with her? Otherwise, it all starts over again. Is they're running credit check now, a soft credit for the consumer Metro store. And I just need on the with theory right now, so it's those things are good.
Okay, so what do you need from me?
Okay, I'm just give me 1 second, please. It says that he has does he have a PIN or anything to access his credit? It says that he has restricted access.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we haven't restricted.
I think it is. This is restricted.
Yeah. Okay. So can you just do a $50 deposit for us rather than taking up any more time?
Yeah. So when I'm gonna go to the next step. You guys want to do the auto pay and paperless billing, which is gonna ask me for your checking account information. So once I put that in, it's gonna take it from there. Once we're done with the process.
Okay.
Is that? Do you have your?
Is it okay?
Yes. Everything.
No. Okay.
Just
okay.
$50 deposit.
Okay. So I'll do $50 deposit for you.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Let me just go to the next step. And if whenever you're ready, with the routing number for that account that you guys would like to put down for the auto pay and the deposit today.
Hold on a second. He's not out of his. So I'm not sure if it is an auto pay. Did Jeremy agree to the auto pay?
Yes, I have mentioned to him that if he does auto pay and paperless billing for the bill, it gives him a $10 discount. He said he wanted to do that. So once we put that information in the system, from that same account is where the $50 deposit will come out from.
Okay, so he said that it was okay to do the auto pay. He just left his phone in my hand here. I'm trying to catch up. So see where all was happening. Hold on just a minute.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, so you need a $50 deposit for something that's going to be on auto pay. It's the internet Mm-hmm. Is the internet... So the,
internet
cable.
For RStar Fiber, yes. Internet for 1 gig package.
1 gig. Okay, you need a $50 payment to be in auto pay for from here on, and it's going to be a 10% discount because of that, and Jeremy had agreed to that. Is that it?
Yes. So this is, I can also explain again. So for to sign up for the service, they require either a credit check, a check of your credit or a $50 deposit. So since he has a restriction, we need a PIN number to get into his credit report.
Right.
So he asked for the $50 deposit. The $50 deposit is a one-time thing. It would happen one time. And then since he also enrolling into AutoPay, his monthly bill of $69.99 will come out of that account as well. That will be his AutoPay for the internet, for using the internet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And this 50, so we wouldn't be paying this $50 if you would be able to check his credit score, is that it?
So if we'll be able to check his credit score, it will let us, once we do the report, it let us know, you know, he did mention that his credit was perfect. So if it comes back that he doesn't need to put a deposit, then it's free. You know, we bypass that, the deposit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this deposit is somehow returned to us once you can confirm his credit score, or this is not?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I understand this is a one-time thing. I just don't know if this now, in other words, I don't know if this is just money we're not going to, you know, it's, you understand what I mean? If we don't have any service for this money, or if it's not going to return to us.
I can double check to see if, you know, if we don't do the credit check right now and we do the sign up to see if once you sign up, if they do the credit check and it says that you didn't need a deposit, I'm not sure if that's going to be able to be returned to you. But if
okay,
you in
you
case that
check?
You decide, I'm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can double check because I know if you decide that you no longer need the service, that $50 is either applied to your balance, or if you don't have a balance, it's returned back to you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask that question for you. One moment, please. Okay, let me see what they advise me back. Okay, I'm still here. I'm still in silent, but I'm just waiting for a response. I'm still waiting. I'm so sorry for the wait.
That's okay. That's okay. No worries.
Thank you.
And the account that you would need can be, I can give you a credit card. Is that okay?
So if you give us a credit card, the discount will be only $5. They give you the $10 if it's a checking or a savings account.
Right. My other question is, if we call later, is there any way for us to reach out afterwards? Because there are more details into this, and our route, we have different routing accounts. I don't know which one he wants to use.
Okay.
So maybe.
All right. So unfortunately I can't save this information. Whatever I have put down already, I have it. I won't be able to save it. But I mean, it should be quicker. We just need his name, phone number. You know, there's no issue restarting. You know, it's not something hard.
Also, once we have this response, this answer about how much it is, maybe we can do with a credit card.
Okay. All right. Yes. You guys, you know, talk about it. And then once it's done with the call, you guys can either, you know, can call us back. We can restart the process. And hopefully have a response for you guys by the time you call back. I would put it in the chat.
Mm-hmm. No, no, maybe we will be able to solve this right now. I mean, I'm just waiting to see if this $50 is returned to us or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if we change the account, if the discount will change, or how will that be? Because here's what I'm thinking. I can give you a credit card right now, so you mm-hmm. can do this $50 one-time payment.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeremy can update the information with the routing number of the account he wants to use.
Yep, we can do that as well. We can I can, let me see. I see somebody typing back. Let me see what they say. But we can put the credit card for now, so they can do the $50 deposit. And once he can, as soon as we're done signing up, he's gonna receive an email where he can sign up to his online account. And once he's in his online account, he'll be able to switch the credit card to an ACH account, so he can get a $10 discount.
And the discount will apply. Perfect.
Correct.
Okay, so let's do that. I'll give you the credit card number.
Okay, so let me go back. Well, so we're still not sure, because I'm still waiting for the response if they rerun his credit and he gets his refund back. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, I think it's okay. He had already agreed to the $50 deposit, so.
Okay. So let me auto pay and paperless with the credit card. Okay. Okay, whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the credit card number.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just want to confirm. I'm going to give you the credit card number. We're going to apply this $50 one-time payment. He will receive an email, and from this email, he will be able to change the mode of payment and have the full discount, yeah?
Correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. So let's just do that.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the credit card number.
417-1816-9807-7215.
Okay, thank you. What is this? Wait, oh, I'm missing a number. I have 417.
No. 4147.
414. Okay. 4147-1816-9807-7215. Perfect.
Yes.
And what is the CVV number in the back of the car?
472.
Okay, in expiration day.
Is 0428.
Okay, thank you. Is the credit card under his name or your name?
His name.
Okay.
I think it's the same number though. Mine and his.
Okay. And it's the same, the zip code for the credit card is the same as your address, 12477?
Yeah, 1247, correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's see. All right. When we are in your property, is there anything that our tech should be aware of, any buried wire? Fire septic tanks, anything at all that you would like to mention for them to be careful for?
Do you have any date that he will be coming? I think Jeremy would like to be here.
Oh yes, yeah, sure. Once I submit this information, it will give us the calendar. We can probably sketch. But wait, I'm sorry. At the beginning, I remember now. I'm sorry. When we started the signing up, this is a pre-order, because your address won't be available until October 21st. So closer to that day, we'll give you guys a call and we set up an installation day where one of you needs to be there for us to be able to bring the fiber. Yes, to do the installation.
Jeremy already knows that knows that too.
Yes, he knows that this is a pre-order.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. All right. Let me see.
Okay. Then we will touch base again because we have a converted barn that has some. It doesn't have a septic tank, but it has some certain characteristics that one has to be careful about and attentive when passing wires and stuff like that.
Converted. So is it converted barn?
Correct.
Okay. When passing wires. Yes. Okay. So I just put that in there. So just this is the last question, just to make sure that you guys agree to bond by the terms of service as they may change from time to time as posted on the website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration. This is just if you agree to the contract, to the terms of the service, it's 2-year price guarantee. There's no fees added to your bill. No bills or no taxes. All the equipment is included in your package and the installation right now.
Hello?
Which is yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello? Ms. Bowman,
I can't hear you. If you can't hear me, I can't hear you any longer.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?